36. The impact of color has been studied for decades. For example, in a factory, the temperature was maintained at 72 degrees Fahrenheit and the walls were painted a cool blue-green. For example, in a factory, the temperature was maintained at 72 degrees Fahrenheit and the walls were painted a cool blue-green. For example, in a factory, the temperature was maintained at 72 degrees Fahrenheit and the walls were painted a cool blue-green. The employees complained of the cold. The employees complained of the cold. The employees complained of the cold. The temperature was maintained at the same level, but the walls were painted a warm coral. The temperature was maintained at the same level, but the walls were painted a warm coral. The temperature was maintained at the same level, but the walls were painted a warm coral. The employees stopped complaining about the temperature and reported they were quite comfortable. The psychological effects of warm and cool hues seemed to be used effectively by the coaches of the Notre Dame football team. The locker rooms used for halftime breaks were reportedly painted to take advantage of the emotional impact of certain hues. The locker rooms used for halftime breaks were reportedly painted to take advantage of the emotional impact of certain hues. The locker rooms used for halftime breaks were reportedly painted to take advantage of the emotional impact of certain hues. The home team rooms was painted a bright red, which kept the team members excited or even angered. The visiting team room was painted a blue-green, which had a calming effect on the team members. The success of this application of color can be noted in the record set by the Notre Dame football teams. The success of this application of color can be noted in the record set by the Notre Dame football teams. The success of this application of color can be noted in the record set by the Notre Dame football teams.